What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I said spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. In case you don't know, I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as this Spike on the Mic. And we are coming at you from the U, the L, and the C. And if you don't know what that is some undisclosed location central. That's because we can't tell you where we are, but you can still hear us. When I'm saying us, I'm talking about the award-deserving resistance fighters on this award-deserving number one show. Speaking of the resistance fighters, these resistance fighters want to put what we like to call some artillery nerves in your signal in your brain to make you say, au point croix. Coming at you from the humidity of humids, let me call her the one, the lovely, the talented, Miss Kim, how you sticking?
Unmuting would be a good thing.
Sorry. I'm sticking like a clueless person who doesn't know how to unmute. And like a petty person. Because yeah. It's humid.
That's right. That's right. It's probably going to be the best unsticking, how you sticking response today. Because check this out. The man putting the sounds on your eardrums, we like to call him the P and the W. PW, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy, you know, who should have stuck better.
Mm-hmm. All right. Then let's try this. This man here is, he's usually broadcast with just his shorts on because he's pounding on his table. We like to call him the one, the only, Hanging Chad. Hanging Chad, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who wants to be like the voice today because he looks super cool.
Oh.
I know, cool. Doesn't he? Okay.
Well, then Speaking of somebody that's super cool, we're here, ladies and gentlemen, for one reason only. This is one reason only. He is the voice of reason. Voice of reason, how you sticking?
Actually, I'm feeling super cool. I'm feeling really strong, hyper masculine. And you know why?
Why?
Because it's not a weekday.
It's the week.
Get it? It's not a weekday.
Oh, it's not a weekday.
Yeah, so he's strong.
Oh, we're doing jokes already.
Already? Yeah.
Wait, if it's pun day, I am going to lose big time.
That's not okay. I'm going to do it again, guys. Get ready.
All right.
Okay,
I'm right. Strong, hyper masculine. I'm really feeling really powerful.
Why?
And you know why?
Why?
Oh, thank you for asking. Because it's not a weekday.
Oh, man.
That's amazing.
Oh, gosh.
I was just going to let that marinate just right
here.
How
could you think of that?
Let that hang right
there. Listeners out there can use that one.
Well, somebody else that can use that one. This is the one we like to call him the Gas Man. Gas Man, how you sticking? He's asleep.
Gas Man, you with us?
Yes. Are you there? No comprende. Well, he don't hear us, so he has the Kim disease.
Can you?
All right. Well, then, until he figure out his technical difficulties, what are you doing, voice? You were trying to sign to him?
I'm trying to wake him up. He's got his eyes closed.
Yeah, he does.
He needs some Folgers in his cup.
Oh, man, he needs a ton of Folgers. He just needs to chew on Folgers.
Yeah.
The best part of waking up.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if that was
Folgers
y'all
in your cup.
Is getting on this podcast.
Serious. This is the war. Hey, Hanging Chad, you know this is the number one award deserving podcast.
Yes.
We're here to entertain you.
Mm-hmm.
By entertaining you, we like you to listen and enjoy, because we are also a road trip where we like to pick up hitchhikers. And if you would like to ride with us just give us a call at 813-699-3900. That's 813-699-3900. Hey, full disclosure.
Yes.
I don't ever check that line. PW, you ever check it?
I do. I check it every week.
It's a caller-driven show. You've got to check
it. And you know, I finally have it where I know I can answer it. I have buttons now that I can answer it no matter what's going on.
Well, I guess being that we're coming from the U, the L, and the C, sometimes it's hard for people to find
it. It's screwing stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, it is what we do. But, you know, we're going to press on because champions fight through the pain.
Yes, Lee, press on.
through the pain. And
all right,
so
we should check. Can the gas man hear us now?
No. No, he can't hear us.
Gas man, can you hear us?
He's not even awake.
I can hear you.
Can hear you now.
I can hear you. So how are you sticking?
Nice. Sticking like a newborn baby waking from a nap, baby.
Oh, you look like a newborn baby waking
up.
Hungry. How are you hungry?
All right. Usually he climbs out of bed before he gets up on this podcast.
I know.
Yeah,
I didn't even bother. I didn't even bother today.
All right. Listen, this is not a contest, and I'm not putting you guys on the spot.
But
who had the best sticking today? And I'll start with you, voice.
Oh, it definitely went me.
I'm going to say Kim had the best sticking today.
All right. Hanging Chad. No, Kim?
Yeah, because she didn't do one. She didn't ask her.
No, he did. I was first, or wasn't I?
You didn't do one.
Yeah, she was first.
I was silent. I was silent at first.
Okay. What was your
by accident?
How was
like a sweaty girl?
No, that wasn't.
Like that one that doesn't know how to turn her.
That was it.
Her mic on.
Yeah. You know what I'm realizing?
I remember that now.
No one had one.
It was terrible.
Just kind of blew through it.
Yeah, really. Yeah. I'm saying now, what PW?
I don't blame you, Kim, because you're always called on last. You weren't expecting that.
No, I wasn't, and I was also unprepared.
Mm. And that's the beauty of what we do here.
Being unprepared.
That is actually a strength of ours.
Very, very accurate. Very accurate.
So, Hanging Chad, who was the best sticking today, you think?
I'm going to have to say me, because all the rest of them kind of were worse than mine, and mine was pretty bad.
All right, PWs?
I agree. Hanging Chad was the best, because he was the only person that had actually anything to offer. Yeah.
All right. Okay, now this is kind of shame here. Gas Man. Who do you think was the best sticking?
I have to say Hanging Chad, because mine was terrible. Majority rule.
God, yeah. Okay. All right, listen. There is no right or wrong answers on this, but
no.
But the right answer is
Chad. I thought Gas Man's was the right, because he says I'm sticking like a newborn baby that just got out of the crib or something like that.
Oh yeah.
And it
was very memorable, apparently.
Yeah.
The last one.
Seriously, I did a huge prep on this. I had a joke ready for you guys.
He did write a joke.
It was a fabulous joke.
Scripted.
Do we have violin music? Violin music.
Poor guy. Give him.
Okay,
give him,
next week I'm going to say I'm sticking like a newborn baby coming out of the crib.
I told you this is not a contest.
Well now you're sticking like Samuel.
You made it a contest though.
I actually made
it a contest by asking the question.
Yeah.
I actually have to confess that I rehearsed my laugh with Steve before the show.
I actually have to confess that I zoned out and I don't really remember what anyone said except for me.
All right, I'll do it again.
Voting for yourself.
Chad,
no, let's not do it
again. No, don't do it again.
No, Kim.
Don't, why not? You Kim, must remember it. If you don't want me to do it again, you must remember it. Then.
Okay, Kim, yours. I said you. You do I think. It. I you said do. You had the best one because it was a joke.
Yes.
Right. I don't remember.
Kim, do you have anything to confess?
Because I'm sticking really strong. Hyper masculine.
Oh God.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know why.
Why?
Oh my gosh.
Because it's not a cheat day. Blah blah.
Let's just let that hang. Just let that hang and then maybe he'll go away.
Right, you folks came back up and find out what a really good intro, how you sticking is.
Yeah.
That are listening.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. We hit the replay. All right. Well, with that being said, because we don't have any order and we'll never be kowtowed to stand in line, let's do topic changing music.
All right. Here we go with our very first topic of this fabulous evening on the Spike and the Mike Show.
And I'm going to start this topic calling it, It's a Fake Official.
Oh, my God.
You sounded Lithuanian there.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm offended.
It's a fake official.
Hey, are you Lithuanian?
No. He's clearly doing an Italian accent.
Clearly. I'm offended,
clearly.
Too. Clearly doing an Italian accent. And the reason I'm saying that, because I think this, and I have to ask the resistance fighters, this is an Italian fake fish.
Oh, okay. Man.
You guys tell me what you think it is. And let's see. So like they say,
sounds like an Olive Garden menu item.
Fake fish. Yes.
Surami.
Yes. Yeah, really. It comes with breadsticks, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, really.
That's everything.
And also,
which is the best.
And also, if you're lucky on Wednesdays, they give you a Leaning Tower of Pizza, some pizza.
Oh, that's nice.
That's not true.
They give, okay, that's true. Fake news. Fake news.
Fake fish. That was fake fish.
That was it. Next topic. Is that it? That was the fake Italian fish?
Oh, best topic ever.
But hold on a second. That was the best topic ever. What are you talking about? No.
Fastest topic ever.
Let me get on Hanging Chad. Hanging Chad, it was a joke when I say the Leaning Pizza.
Yeah.
I didn't get it at first. I got it.
Get it? Pizza, leaning to pizza.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna scratch that joke.
Do you just look up jokes all week in preparation for this?
That
show? One,
no, that they come out of here.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh.
There's nothing up here, but it's
There's nothing up here.
Nothing but jokes.
That would really be cool, though. A Leaning Tower of Pizza?
Oh, God.
All right. What was your topic?
Don't get him started.
Sorry.
It's really a fake of fish. So they say hospitality is the cornerstone of Naples in Italy.
Sure.
Well, and it's second to none if you're a tourist there, because two Swiss tourists were sitting down for a drink around midnight at this pizzeria in the city's main square. When a young man approached them, pulled a gun, put it to his head, and then grabbed one of the guy's watches and walked off. Now, they're at an outside cafe. He just puts a gun to the guy's head, grabs the guy's watch, and walks off.
All right. He didn't put the gun to his own head.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
And then took his watch off his hand and put it on the other hand.
I'm going to blow my own head off if you don't give me your watch.
No, he stole his own watch.
No, he stole a customer's watch.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Was he the waiter?
It was a
customer. What's the theme of today's show is off the rails.
Yes.
Yeah, really.
Let's just try to make every topic more confusing.
So here's the rest of the story.
Okay. Right.
So like 7 minutes later, the young man came back to the restaurant, made his way to the guy, and gave him his watch back and apologized because he found out that the watch was fake.
Oh, nice. Oh,
no way.
Yeah.
I get that. I get that. I actually
understand. Now, story. Is that a fake fish story? PW.
I don't want it to be.
Yeah, I don't
either. I want it to be that the thief thought he was getting a Rolex, discovered it was a fake Rolex, and brought it back.
Yeah, it was a Pollex.
Yeah.
All right, well, the Hanging Chad, what say you think is a fake fish?
Yeah, I think this might be fake. I mean, because no one's going to return it because you're still getting arrested for pulling a gun on someone.
Oh, that's true.
Maybe right. Maybe not.
Yeah, all maybe right, I would have just thrown it away.
What say you?
Okay, here's what I'm thinking. This guy's like a Robin Hood. Okay, he stole this Rolex to sell it to feed the poor, get food for the poor.
Right.
And he realized, once he realized that this was actually a poor man that he stole it from.
Oh.
Oh. He took it back to him and said, I'm sorry, you're one of us.
Mm.
Gooba Gaba, one of us. And
oh my God.
Gooba Gaba.
What's Gooba Gaba? Is that bad?
And,
is that a bad word?
And I want you to have your watch back.
Right.
Okay. And he's like, pass the thiefing forward.
Yeah. Right. Miss Kimberly, what say you?
I kind of think the only part of that story that's fake is that he apologized when he returned it. He had to have complained. This was in Italy, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
Why the hell are you carrying a fake watch? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. How dare you mess up my day?
Yes, man.
I say it's fake because unlike the United States, foreign countries, everybody doesn't have a gun stuck in their pocket.
That's true, yeah.
Naples, Florida, I could believe it, but I think it's fake.
Now, listen, full disclosure, I don't make any of these fake fish stories up. I read them and I see them and then I say, come on, because I am a firm believer that some of this stuff is just to get in the news and it's fake. But there was actually a video that they showed. They showed these people sitting in an outside restaurant. A dude walked up to him and the cats did. They moved back out of this in fear. The guy walked away. And then they just sat down again. And then they time lapsed. And then this guy came back and the guys looked like, oh, no. And he won't. And it gave him his watch back.
Video definitely makes it true.
Yes, definitely. And did he hand him a Buckeye?
Oh, yeah. Good. That could be.
Right. What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, you wouldn't hear that goes way back.
You can prove any story that you want to tell with a Buckeye.
If you have a Buckeye in your pocket.
Later, what that means.
And they gave me a Buckeye, and here it is.
Right.
So, anyway, my question, I saw the video, and I was thinking, this might be an act. Just, they're just doing some stuff. Maybe I don't understand what could be the end game, but it looked like they could have just all been actors sitting there. Because if you get robbed at an outside cafe, you're not just going to sit right there and continue your coffee, will you?
Well,
what else can
I
do?
If you know that you have a fake Rolex.
Rolex,
you may not want to make a fuss.
You might even be laughing a little bit.
Yeah,
I wouldn't even want a Rolex.
Wait till he finds
I don't
out.
Want anyone to walk up to me and rob me. I'd rather just have a crappy watch.
Okay, it's just for argument.
Is that not the point?
For argument's sakes, I don't think the robber knew what the guy was. He just robbed the guy.
Right.
And turned out, it could have been a Timex.
But yeah.
I don't know. I still think it was a fake fish. They just did it. Maybe I don't know why they could have done it. Because even the restaurants were just sitting there, like nothing happened. The two guys were sitting on the outdoor cafe. The other patrons were sitting there, and the waiter guy, he actually stopped and watched what was happening. And then fake fish. Fake.
Look, nobody has time for this except for the thief.
This was in New York City. That nobody shocked by anything up there. That's why it was.
Yeah.
It's
sort of spike.
Yes, yes.
When I Googled, the very second story that comes up is a month earlier, and it says Italian tourism boss suggests with cheap.
We can't hear you through your humidity.
Kim, you're clicking wildly, and we only got half of the words.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you'll have to excuse us. The humidity in Pennsylvania is above normal this weekend. So it's hard for the waves to travel through space and time for you to hear what she has.
Or maybe it can't travel through the moisture in the air.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you said that.
Still clicking?
More or less.
Yes. And you know I'm thinking? You should just go back to your built-in microphone.
Didn't we?
Yeah. Okay. It doesn't sound as good, but it doesn't click.
Doesn't sound as bad.
Yeah.
Right, so while she reboots that, let's go ahead and do topic a changing music.
Oh, here we go. All right. That topic, I think, was over. So that would mean we were going to a new topic. And here's what it's called.
I like to call this topic a Clockwork Miller Lite.
A Clockwork Miller Lite.
right? And of course, I have to ask.
Can I demonstrate that?
Yes.
Yes.
There's a study found by scientist, neuroscientist, Ner Lipsman.
Oh, I think I know him.
Yeah. He is a brain specialist in Sunnybrook Health Center. And I have no idea where it is. I think it's over.
It's in Sunnybrook, I think.
Yeah, it's over there.
It's next to a farm, I think.
So anyway, they did a study. They did a study, a 12-month study. And phase one of the study is they're saying they did deep brain simulation that causes you to reduce the urge for alcohol craving and consumptions.
I
Can
say
you
it doesn't
that
work.
One more time?
It's in deep Toronto.
Brain stimulation yeah. to
deep brain stimulation, and it's in Toronto. They got it. They have. They did a study of 12 participants for a year, and phase one was they gave them this deep brain simulation to six of the participants, and the other six they faked it. I don't know how you do that. And then after 6 months of 12 months of the studies, they came back and they found out that their alcohol consumption or craving went down to where these guys declined to drink beer from 10 times a day to 2 times a day.
All right. Obviously, I get
the question for you,
obviously fake fish.
I get the clockwork thing, though. They're being conditioned like the people in Clockwork Orange.
That's what
They're
I'm
conditioned to.
Go ahead. What'd you say, Chang?
Yeah, question. So half of them got faked, half of them didn't. Did they all come back wanting less alcohol? Is it a mind thing? Like, it doesn't matter whether you actually got this service or not. Your mind's going to tell you don't want it.
The placebo effect.
The placebo effect.
Yeah, well, the thing is, when the dog and the licking and the tongue and thing.
Yeah, exactly. Just like the dog and the licking.
I'm not
and
sure
the licking and the tongue
to
and thing.
With yeah. Schlozloff's dog what or was it?
Pablo.
Yes.
Pablo's hound.
Pablo effect.
Pablo's. Yeah, really. All right. So now here's the question that I would ask you guys. Would you guys participate in such a study? PW.
Yeah.
Oh, no. If it meant that I would cut down on my drinking, why would I want to do that?
Yeah. Hangman Chad?
Yes. Yeah, I would.
You would? Mr. Gasman?
Depends on how much they're paying me.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I can get paid? Well, maybe yeah. I'll change my mind.
I think they're just trying to improve your life.
Yeah. Oh. I'm quitting myself.
They usually pay you if you're in study.
Okay. All right. Ms. Kim, what'd you say?
I said you usually get paid when you're in a scientific study like that.
So mm-hmm. would you participate in it?
Sure, I'll do whatever Chad will do.
Oh, excellent. Can I get that in writing, please?
Yeah, really. All right, my
we're
going to
go on some adventures, Kim.
The greatest voice of reason, what say you?
You had me at deep brain stimulation.
Yes. Yeah, you had me at stimulation.
All right, well, this is a study done in the Health Science Center in Sunnybrook in Toronto. I found out where it is.
Oh.
And like I say, this can safely reduce alcohol cravings and consumptions in individuals. And these people they studied had severe alcohol disorders.
Oh, well, very good.
Can I ask a little small spinoff question to this?
Sure.
No, don't let him.
Oh, okay. No, please.
Would you allow yourself to be hypnotized?
Oh,
no.
I don't think I would either. Someone asked me that the other day, and I was like, I think I'm too much of a control freak. But I would love.
Unless you want to be hypnotized.
Oh. Well, I don't know that much about it, but I would love to hypnotize others, though. That would be fun.
Oh, you use your
I used to do
evil.
It.
Evil. Oh, yeah. Deep down, I think I'm a villain.
He wants to use his powers for evil.
You know, my parents thought when I was little that I was going to be a psycho murderer because I never smiled and stuff.
Is it too late?
They told me that as an adult.
Is it too late?
I think I outgrew up, but who knows? There's still maybe time.
PW, what say you? What were you saying?
I was going to say something about me having previously learned how to hypnotize people, but now that Hangin' Chad has said what he did, I'm intrigued.
Well, I mean, let's just be vulnerable. I mean, that makes a good show, right?
Yeah. Well, that's true. Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, well, going back to this deep brain stimulation study.
Yes.
Most of you guys said y'all would do it, right? I want to see if you change your minds, because the treatment involves surgically implanting electrodes in your brain.
Oh.
As well as a battery pack that is located under your collarbone.
Oh, no. No.
Y'all out now?
I don't want that. Yeah.
Wait, there's a battery pack near my collarbone?
Yes.
That means that they're cutting you from your collarbone up your neck, running a wire up your neck.
Why does it mean that? It don't mean that. What,
I don't think it uses
wire. No, the battery pack is in your collarbone. That means they're running a wire from up your neck. They're splitting your neck open, and then they're drilling a hole through your skull.
If you can't insert a battery in my rectum, then I'm not doing this.
If you can't insert it through my rectum, you're not doing it. That's what he said.
That's right.
No, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
We just discovered why the voice is not a surgeon.
Yeah. Jeez. But okay, go ahead. Who else was saying something?
Would you microchip yourself if that was your new cell phone?
That was going to be my next question on that.
Ooh.
And now, since Hanging Chad asked the question, would you do it? I got to be honest with you guys. If voice doesn't do it, I probably would.
Okay. Well, wait a minute. Did Chad just say at the same time they're doing the brain insert, they're inserting a cell phone too? Well,
no, it just made me think when you said that.
Is that free cell service with no bills or anything?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, they could track you, but you get, you know, free Amazon Prime.
Yeah, you just like, and then you say a number and it calls your friends.
Yeah, like you don't have to hold a phone anymore.
Just say their name.
Yeah, like call the voice. Oh,
well, that's higher tech probably than they have right now.
And I say, hey, voice, how are you? I'm calling you from my head.
That was on a science fiction show.
So
I would do it.
They just pressed a little subdermal button behind their ear, and they were able to call other people on their
network. Would you do it?
What, insert a cell phone in my head?
Or the technology,
you're an alcoholic and you want to
get that one. I'm going,
yeah, we're past that. We're on some other topic now.
Way to go, Chad.
I know.
I'm hanging Chad on this one. It's not necessarily a cell phone. It's just some kind of
communication device.
Yes, microside.
Yeah, so like, see, we fast forward and cell phones become obsolete, except you can now get microchipped. And like, maybe like, Minority Report, it pops up or you can see, but it's inserted in you, or like it's a little hologram that pops
connected
up.
Connected to the
way in the future. Would you do it?
Would you do it, Kim?
I don't know. Like our cell phones are already kind of listening to us. So,
and right. So why not just
on Echoes and our Google?
Yeah.
But you didn't answer the question.
I don't think so.
But what if you still wanted to hold a physical phone and all your friends were like, ew, dude, what is that?
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Like, why are you holding your phone?
Retro becomes in after a while. So
I don't know about this.
Glass man?
No, I thought of voice surgery at all costs, so I'd be out on that one. Although some people would argue I've already been microchipped since I was in the Army years ago. So,
yeah,
really.
You might have been.
PWs?
Yeah, I'm with Gasman. No surgery with gadgets.
Okay, voice of reason.
Yeah, I've got a question. Is there like a transporter function in this where like you can go anywhere in the world?
Baby still.
No, we're not there yet.
We're just getting the sales phone first.
Kim, yeah. I understand that your husband is already working on this.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, okay. we're at the step of we're about to remove physical devices to insert them in our hands or
in our rectums. Yes.
I would like
stop to, with the
I'd
rectum. Like to sign up.
It don't have to be.
As soon as I get them.
Kim, as soon as I get...
Go ahead, boys. What'd you say?
As soon as they get the transporter function working, I want to sign up for the test.
Okay.
Really?
Help me. Now, to echo more on what the Hanging Chad said, if they put a microchip, how about this? Because you guys are scared of surgery.
Up your...
If they give you a pill to swallow.
Or a suppository.
Because y'all scared of surgery.
So you got to go with the suppository. Why?
Because I don't want to swallow anything, you know.
Would you? And this thing allowed you to pay for stuff like a credit card. You don't have to do anything more. And your bank and your job would deposit your money into your bank all the money.
You just swipe your card right on your butt crack.
Right. You feel me, Spike.
Yeah, and just swipe your hand and pay for gas or food.
Exactly.
Would you swallow the pill, PW?
I can just swipe my card in my butt crack?
Yo, get out of your ass. Get out of here. No, you swipe your hand across the bill.
Oh. Oh, I guess so. I don't know.
You just carry the card in your butt crack, and then you kind of squeeze a little
bit. Oh, yeah.
Is that the theme of the day, butt crack?
Okay. There's an obsession with butt today that's a little bit disturbing. Right, he probably takes his pants down to take an Advil.
You don't?
Oh my goodness.
This show might not make us a dessert.
This is the most strange version of this show. Where's Billy? Not here to hold us.
I know, yeah.
What about a pill that says you take, you swallow it,
right,
and then you do your hand like this and you say, I don't have to pay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like Obi-Wan Kenobi.
You do one with the Force.
Yeah, so like Obi-Wan Kenobi.
So now you're the Leaning Tower of Pisa watch stealer.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so Gasman.
These are not the droids you want.
Forget about this.
Gasman, since you were scared of surgery, would you take the pill?
No, because they can already hack a car. So what if somebody hacks it? You will swallow the pill. And they got you doing, you're like a puppet then. Somebody
oh, man.
Oh, okay.
I didn't think about it. Well, when you put it that way, right? I mean.
So somebody hacks the pill that controls everything, then you're like a puppet.
Then suddenly you're dancing like Michael Jackson. You never knew how to do that before. Yeah.
They're hacking your digestive system.
You know, all you had to do was take a pill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think hacking the pill is going to make your motor skills change. I think it's only going to make you broke.
How do you
it's
know?
It's going to make you broke.
Yeah, really.
So, do you know how your phone right now has GPS on it and Google like tracks where you are and sells that information, and then you're marketed to, and next thing you know, you said something in your kitchen and now when you turn on your phone, does that bother you or do you think that's more convenient?
I don't care.
No, I don't care either. I'm like totally enjoy the skipping of the steps. Like, send me all the things that I already want that I don't know.
Can I tell you what happened at work last night?
What happened?
A mechanic came into the shop and he was talking about some conspiracy like Michael Jackson's really not dead. You know how you have the scroll in your computer when the stories go?
Right.
The scroll popped up. The real cause of Michael Jackson's death.
Ooh.
I'm telling you, your phones listen. They're totally listening.
It was the computer at work.
Oh, yeah.
It's called a computer.
I was talking about Michael Jackson, right? And then the scroll, one popped up, the real cause of Michael Jackson's death.
If he logged onto anything on his computer at work that was personal, that's how that happened.
It went through the same router.
It was crazy, but he was talking about it. And 2 minutes later, it pops up on the screen. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
So that means
crazy. Right,
I believe that.
I guess it's just hanging Chad and I walking around with pills and y'all still using plastic cards, huh?
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm going to be like, ew, what is that? It's like a flip phone.
Right.
You're wearing.
I remember those.
High heels.
I'm going to be the guy walking around with a suppository.
You're the only one that's going to be doing that. That's so archaic. You know, understand that.
No, it's so convenient. Like it's so convenient.
That is so old fashioned. You don't want that. You're the only one left. It's like carrying a beeper.
I think you would defecate it out.
No, it dissolves. Yeah, it dissolves. Yeah.
It's like a disposable phone and only lasts a couple of days. Depending on what you eat.
Like a burner phone.
Yeah, a burner phone. Like it's gonna burn.
Fire.
Okay, what?
In more ways than one, it'll be a burner.
Yeah.
Oh, it burns. Yeah.
What if you plunge your toilet and found someone's phone?
Oh, if the capacitor.
Okay, hold on a second. We need to get this train back on the track, okay?
Everybody. The capacitor goes out on it.
Back in the car. Get back in the car. We gonna go home.
P-Dub, if that capacitor goes burnt, catches on fire, then you're going to have a lot of trouble.
Sure.
We're turning this car around. We turn this car around.
What was the original name of this topic?
a clockwork Miller Lite.
Yeah.
Like we're now we're showing them the four butts.
But I was.
I wish I was drinking now.
Wasn't asking. Now I was not going to ask him the question about it. But I'm saying since Hanging Chad and I are only ones who allow advance in technology, how did you guys feel when jobs and companies went from paper checks to direct deposit? Did y'all fight that?
Yeah, I fought it. I fought it.
Why, sure. though? It's because you're resistant to change. Why are you so resistant to change?
I know. Resistance is futile.
Yeah, just let
can't
it happen,
stop it.
Man.
You got to get to the acceptance stage. So if we're going to microchip our hands, let's just do it.
Just do it.
So anything you want to do to me, I'm not going to question it. I'm just going to jump it.
Well, no, you don't have to question. I mean, you don't have to do it. You just won't have friends. Because how are you going to talk to them?
I'm going back to the check thing. How do I know that that money's going to get into my bank?
You can feel it.
So you do have a checkbook. Do you still write checks?
No, I had to succumb to it. Nobody will write you a check anymore. Your work requires you to I did get a check from the government though.
Yeah, the government's the only person that's writing checks these days.
Yeah,
for the income.
But hold on a second. Full disclosure: did y'all fight the direct deposit? And I know one person did. I'm not going to ask you voice of reason because we work together, and I know he fought it for years.
I was the last.
Yeah, Gas Man, did you fight the direct deposit?
No, I love direct deposit. I was glad that it happened.
Right, Miss Kim.
I love it. Man. I need it because otherwise I would just forget.
EW?
They can direct deposit it into my rectum anyway.
Oh, God. Stop.
I knew that was coming.
One step too far.
Get at the toilet. All right, so what I'm trying to do, I'm saying, so you guys accepted it other than the voice of reason. I think he was the only person in the whole payroll department that was writing a check to. And then they just said, forget this, dude. Just wasted our time. You guys accept the direct deposit over. You guys have faith in it. Why wouldn't you one day have faith in the swiping of the
pill?
Hand
yeah.
Stuff?
Yeah. Swallow the pill. Gas Man. Swallow the pill.
Who here would get in a driverless car?
We're raising four.
People not watching that. We're raising our hands. So there are two that will not.
I would get in it. I don't know if I would drive around.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, really. So you want to unvote yourself? So it's just three of us now?
So you just want to sit in one and see what it looks like?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's like all other cars.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not going to look anything different. Yeah,
okay. Shoulder pads, like a football shoulder pads, a helmet.
So it's clear who on this show has trust issues. Just saying.
Yeah.
And you need therapy.
You raise your hand, Chad?
No, I don't have trust issues.
I would definitely get in that car.
No, you won't.
I'd put on a football helmet. I put on shoulder pads. I'd strap myself in and say, "Let's go."
You know, it's not you in that driverless car that's in danger. It's people around the driverless car that's in danger. Yeah, all exactly. The accidents.
Your husband works for Google.
He does.
So how are you saying this?
That's a sales pitch.
It's totally true, though. All of the accidents that have happened with these vehicles have been pedestrians.
Yeah, the guy
just don't walk. Everybody get in a driverless car and we'll all be fine.
Yeah, see?
Gas Man, what you going to do?
Conformity goes right back to what Chad was saying before. You want friends, you got to conform.
Yeah.
See, Gas Man.
Why is that guy walking?
And let's make the self-driven car electric and silent so nobody can hear it coming.
Well, I mean, that's how it's going to be.
Too. Yep.
Yeah, that's how it's going to be.
It hit you without even knowing it.
Don't go outside your house. If you don't go directly into a driverless car.
So, Gas Man, I know you fear that the Terminator world is going to happen. Is that your fear?
I don't even like I had a rental car one time, and I put the cruise control, and it automatically slows down if it determines you're too close to a car.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I was a professional driver for 21 years. I know when I'm too close to a car. I don't like a machine having that kind of control when my life is at stake.
Wow.
I borrowed a friend's car, and they have the lane assist. My car didn't have that. Right. So all you have to do is keep one finger on you're not even gripping the steering wheel. You just got to touch it. So I tested it. And that was awesome.
Yeah.
They even tried to go off the road and it steered me back on. And all I did was have my finger on the steering wheel.
Yeah. It pulled the steering wheel away from your finger.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes. So just so you know, people out there driving, there are people out there like me that are testing these features in these cars. My hands were not on the wheel and I was going 60 miles
per hour. Oh, my word.
Uh-oh. I think this is going to be a call here. Hey, like
it's Billy.
This is Caller Driven Show. Caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic Show. How you sticking?
Sticking real good, thanks.
Yes, we are talking about driverless cars today, Bronnie, man.
Here.
We was hoping you would be listening and calling.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, because I want to hear your opinion on this topic.
All right. Well, that first easy question. Would you get in a driverless car?
I would for a little tour around the parking lot, but I wouldn't take it out on the street. No chance. No.
Not a great endorsement.
All right. Would you have a thing that's inserted in your
rectum?
Please don't.
Head.
That he says he'd do.
In your head to keep you from drinking?
Alcohol? No, I like drinking.
You don't like drinking?
I do like drinking.
Yeah,
because you're probably going to need to be drunk before this procedure happens.
Yeah, really. Okay, so would you have a procedure inserted in you, a chip, where you can don't have to pay for things with a credit card? You can just swipe your hand.
I might do that. That'd be nice.
There you go. There's somebody open to it.
Yeah, no, I need yes or no's.
Well, I might do that. It's a pretty good yes, I think.
Yeah, let's say that's a yes. I mean, that's about as yes as we're getting today.
I mean, Kim was all about, I don't know, maybe yes.
Yeah.
But we know Pete. Well, I'm not even going to ask Pete Dell because he's dying to put some stuff in somewhere. So
yeah, I don't know what that's about, man.
What?
So
no,
caller,
it's such a convenient way to insert stuff.
So, caller, how far away are we from, if this is not shop talking, you can't do it. How far are we from driverless cars totally everywhere?
I mean, maybe in the like the South, but the dirty secret of driverless cars is they don't work in the snow because like everything's white and
you can't see any markings.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything's white.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, you can't see markings.
But, yeah, so it's bad.
Uh-oh.
And they'll probably just stop on you. Yeah.
We can't disclose the information in the public because that's probably what's called a insider trader knowledge.
Definitely.
So did they figure out the snow thing in the planning stage of the project or in the execution stage?
At the accident stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to fix it eventually. You know how it is. But,
they're going to turn the snow black.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, this is that's interesting. I thought the damn thing worked on sonic waves.
Isn't Pennsylvania snow kind of already like gray?
Yeah, pretty much.
Sometimes.
The secret recipe.
Yeah.
Well, we hope we don't get in trouble for the disclosing insider trader.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody knows who this caller is. What are you talking about?
You're in trouble already.
Yeah, they don't even know who he is. That's
no,
right.
Yeah.
We don't even know who he is. We know that he'll take the pill to stop drinking, the pill to give direct deposit into his bank account. And
what about the implanted cell phone? Will he do that?
Oh, yeah.
Like communication device.
Every year.
Say that again?
You got to get them upgraded every year. It's 2 months.
That's true.
That's true. Would they have to take it out and then give you a new one?
Yeah. See, that's why I'm saying suppository.
I know, but they're doing that at the cell phone store.
And it's like
there's a curtain they pull, and then you lay on the
that's
bed
it. You just bend
your
over.
Phone.
Yeah,
they're not
stop
doing it in the
with
hospital,
the bending
Chad
over.
Yeah, yeah, I knew.
They're not doing it in the hospital.
Yeah, this is now.
One second, but as far as this updating every year thing, I think we can get past that because we got a guy on our show called The Voice of Reason. He had the same flip phone for 40 years, so you can keep the chip in your head forever, your hand. So
it worked a lot better than what I've got now.
Wow.
Probably because you know how to use the one from 40 years ago.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, you just pick it up and you just.
Yeah, is it the you don't even look at the one really you big have now.
No, I didn't have the one with the numbers that were really big. They didn't make the ones with the numbers really big back then.
Are you sure? I think that phone's been around a long time.
Yeah.
No, but I did have a calculator with the number pad really big.
Hey, voice, do you have a like long-range walkie-talkie set in there somewhere?
I do.
I knew it.
Not long range, but just a regular walkie-talkie.
You have those really big long ones that came from
No.
Yeah, and you like pull the antenna?
No, these are rechargeable. They're like really ultra modern.
Talk among yourselves.
What? Why do you have those? Why do you think you're going to need to use those? Like, what's the scenario in your head?
Okay, well, here's what I'm thinking. This is what I got them for. Is suppose you're on a road trip with a friend and they're in a different car.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. How would you talk to them?
I've done that. Well, I mean, cell phone, but yeah.
What?
Like on a cell phone. That's how you talk to them. If they're in another car, okay, you just call their cell phone.
I want to stop this and get on to something else. Good job. Okay. Thank you, all you people and everybody playing. Phone caller, you can hang on and play if you want to.
All right.
Topic changing music.
Oh. We have sponsors.
Oh, my God. Here goes topic changing. You know. And we haven't even topic changed.
This is what I like to call.
This is really our fifth topic already.
Yeah, question of the day. Yeah, really. Question of the day. That's the topic change. That's the name. Okay, anyway.
Oh, question of the day. I'm sorry.
Yeah, really.
It's the question of the day.
The question of the day.
Oh, we forgot about those things, too. Oh, sometimes.
Yeah, topics are good. Topics are fun. Let's keep it going.
Yeah, you got to just go with what flows.
Yeah.
All right, so question of the day to the resistance fighters. Now, you have to think back. Think about, let's say, your second, or your not your last partner, the one before that. Y'all broke up. So you're two partners deep now, right?
Uh-oh.
Hang on, what I mean?
Who was that?
Uh-oh. Yeah, just think about who that was. And
I don't think I can admit to that.
But you don't have to admit to it. I'm not asking for names. But here's the thing. That partner, two bags deep, has blowed up. They became a movie star or an invented something or a public speaker, right? Okay. Now they're really famous. They're really famous.
Yeah.
Right? And you happen to have new pictures of them. But when y'all was meeting, and TMZ approaches you and says, I offer you $2 million for those pictures of this now famous person.
Okay.
What would you do? And hold on a second. And the breakup was amicable. You guys were good on the terms when y'all broke up.
Let's establish some ground rules. When you give them the picture.
No, hold on a second.
Wait a minute. You're already giving them a picture.
Wait, I don't know yet. I need to know.
All right. Okay.
Do they publish your name or do they? Can you do it anonymously?
That's how they're all.
Doesn't matter either way. Either way.
Nobody ever knows who does it until it comes out in court. That's the way it always is.
Right. Okay, so now would you sell the pictures to TMZ for $2 million? Gas man.
$2 million?
No, man, you can't betray that confidence. No. Hell no.
All right. Voice of reason?
I'd give her $10,000.
Okay. PWs?
I would probably negotiate for more millions.
How many? How many would you negotiate for?
At least more than they were asking.
And if they would, if they agree to your terms?
Yes.
Then, you know, sure, I'll give up the naked pictures of that person.
Of
that sheep?
Yeah, of that person.
Right?
That, you know, person that, you know, is totally... theoretical.
Yeah.
For one thing, P-Dub, I think you're like me. I don't think there was two partners before your partner.
See, no, that's what I was thinking. Like, who's that? His mom?
Yeah.
There's no
how.
It's a different generation, Chad. No. It's just a totally different thing. There was no two partners before. Really?
Miss Kimberly?
I have the perfect plan. I would do exactly what Dad would do. I'd negotiate more money. I would contact this ex-partner and say, hey, they approached me. I'd like to do this thing unless you have a strong
reservations against
it. Reservations about it. Exactly.
And I'll split the money with you.
I'll split it with you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a good idea. I could
that's
do that.
Really nice.
All right.
You wouldn't have to split it with him, Kim, though.
They don't have to know that I inform the other person, right? Because that's what makes it juicy.
True. Right. And when you say you split it,
full amount, you could give them a little bit less than half.
Right? A hanging chat?
It depends on if, like, it ended amicably or not.
Yeah, y'all did. Y'all broke up amicably.
Oh, okay. Then I'd probably take the Kim route and probably contact and see.
See, you're not very consistent, Chad.
Wait a minute, you told us before that you were evil. Yeah, really. Yeah.
That opens a question.
Because sometimes I feel like my thoughts, like I'm a bad person. My actions, I think there's evil in all of us.
Yeah. Hey, so it's
you don't act on it.
So that opens the question. If you're asking if we broke up amicably, that leaves something open to what if you broke up?
No.
Like if I really didn't like the person and they burned me.
Yeah.
I may do it for no money.
You are evil.
And now you're terrible.
I'm just kidding. No, at the end of the day, I'm going to be responsible. I took those pictures under a blanket of trust. And I probably wouldn't do it because I wouldn't want it to be done to me. I guess. Well, I don't know.
Hold on a second. Now, this is what I would do.
Literally under a blanket.
This is what I would do.
It said trust on it.
I would approach the person and say, "You want to match this offer?"
Oh yeah.
I'd do PW. You know, go from $2 million to $5 million.
Right.
And then ask the person, hey, you know, TMZ offered me $5 million. You know,
right.
What you say do about it? Remember, I said this person is now famous.
Yeah.
Can we just switch it out and just say it was you and then I'll split the money with you?
You people are disgusting. I am tired of this topic.
Oh my God.
I got to go to the bathroom.
Sounds like this has happened to him.
So, Gas, hey, is the caller still on the line?
Yeah, you know what I would do? I think the famous person should pay me to release these because it'll be nothing but good for their career. Makes them more famous to have nudies out there.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Wait, who's saying?
You could even work out a deal with TMZ to make the whole thing a huge scene. And you could have that famous person go, I don't care about those pictures and like appear naked in public you could escalate so bad and you could have this whole plan drawn out only if TMZ pays more money.
No, but you gotta have TMZ think that they don't want the pictures out there. Because if the person says, here are tons of them, then they're not going to pay you money for it.
No, I don't think that matters. I think if you're famous, everyone's going to want to look at them.
Exactly.
Just because you're a famous person, and that's a famous part of it's a famous part.
Hold on a second. So if I said I got pictures of Kim Kardashian, new pictures.
I mean, I particularly don't care, but I know a lot of people
would pay.
Too late because her pictures are already out there.
Yeah, I have pictures of Kim Kardashian naked.
on my phone, on my microchip.
But
going back to the caller, you saying you can't formulate a plan with the famous person because I'm thinking if they find this out or they know this, the pictures aren't going to be worth a damn.
That's not true.
It's all about clicks, and it doesn't matter. Even if they agreed, it's about the clicks.
Exactly.
What'd you say, caller?
I said we're gonna have like a Saturday Lifetime special with these nudes. It's gonna be awesome.
You getting a TV series out of this?
Yeah.
Dang, I don't think that's how it works. That's definitely not how it works.
A Netflix original. Everyone's getting rich.
Yeah, has anybody ever dated anyone that's famous now or has been famous in the past?
No, I don't think so.
I
dated a girl who was on The Bachelor about 6 years ago.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, she was living in Greensboro. She was a Hooters girl. And my friend said, look, Blake, her name is Blakely Renee on the show. I don't know how many years ago this was. But Blakely was on the Bachelor, that TV show. I was like, what? Get out of here.
You're like, wow.
Yeah.
Yo, how many pictures do you have?
Yeah, I was wondering, how many pictures do you have?
I'm not answering that question on the radio.
I guess the closest I come to what you did, Gas Man, is I had a huge crush on Vanessa Williams when she was Miss America. That's the closest I've come to dating.
He dated her in his mind.
Yeah, Oh, God, yeah. Tell me about it. Yeah. There is news all over.
How many dates do you have?
At the end of the day, I think Kim's got it right. You just ask, and if they say yes, I'll split the money with you. If no, you just don't do it.
Oh, okay.
That's $5 million. You just going to continue to live your life on the Spike on the Mic show.
Seriously, $10 million. You just let that
I'm not going to make $5 million on this show. Bye.
Yeah. Wait, hold on a second.
I think if someone
take a picture
contacted
of this real
me,
quick.
Somebody contacted me and said, you know, hey, they approached me. They want to buy your nudes for $5 million. I'd be like, okay, well, what's your email address? Let's do this.
Damn. I don't know. I think that I appreciate that, but I would sell the nudes.
I can top that, Chad.
What?
I would do it, too.
$5 million is a lot of money. Who cares?
Yeah, I can definitely top that because I would it'd be much more embarrassing for me than it would be for you.
Nope. I'm gonna.
Me and you?
No, not together. I'm talking like, about. I'm just talking about nude pictures of myself would be much more embarrassing for me than nude pictures of yourself would be embarrassing.
Okay, so hold on. So let me say this: all you holier than thou people, and I don't mean this in the wrong way. You said I'm not going to sell those pictures. I'm not going to do
it. No, I wouldn't. I'll take new pictures.
Now, the picture.
Yeah, why would you do that?
The pictures get out. Not by you, but somehow they get out. You're not going to say, damn, I just blew $5 million?
Oh, wow.
No.
I would be saying, dude, that was not me. I swear to God, that was not me. That's what I'd be saying.
No, I'd get with the person and then sue TMZ.
Why are you even in the picture anymore, Kim? You're not there. The pictures are the new pictures of this famous person. They're the ones that got to deal with this now. You have nothing to do with this because you was on.
Oh, yeah, you're
them, right.
You got cut out.
I took those pictures. Somehow TMZ gets their hands on them, publish them without my permission or the subject's permission. Then I'm going to sue them, and we're both going to get some money.
There you go.
That's a hard sale. They'll just say you were just nobody. You know, those people, we found them at Eckerd's.
There you go, $5 million lie.
You have to go to Eckerd's.
They have a time machine, apparently.
Here's a $5 million lie. Kim gave us the pictures.
Yeah,
really. There you go, $5 million lie. She gave the pictures to us.
Yeah.
Do you think in the future this is even going to be an issue? Do you think we'll be so desensitized no one would pay $5 million?
Yeah, because they're going to have cameras in the showers. In your new house is going to be it's going to determine how much water you need. So it's going to take a picture of you.
Yep.
If you need water for the front area and PW and for the bank.
That's right. Yeah, it's a suppository camera. Yes.
Seriously.
Yeah, I'm thinking in the future.
It is weird that your daughter's on here and you're talking about putting things in your rectum.
Well, you know, it's such a perfect place to, you know, to put things.
Oh, really? Seriously? You can carry stuff there. Nobody knows it's there.
Oh, my gosh. What happens to you when you get to your age? Like, you just start thinking about this stuff?
No, I'm not thinking about it. But I just started thinking about it. And
maybe because
really
that's
not... I never gave it any thought before.
Is it because a lot of medicine, it has to be, suppository?
No, it's not that, Chad. It's nothing to do with that. Your hands are totally free.
Hanging Chad. Here's the reason that those guys think about that. And I use one word, depends.
Ooh.
That is why it depends.
Oh.
You know what? We done just blew by
this
everything.
I thought this was going to be one of the best shows ever.
Oh my gosh, we have 2 minutes.
We started off with so much opportunity.
Yeah. There's so much we didn't do.
But obsession.
I spent all week getting show preps, and you guys just take one thing and just run it to the ground.
What happened? Man. This is disappointing.
Where did we go? We went to nudity.
Anybody else see that?
Yeah. I know.
What happened?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I feel like we failed our audience.
No, y'all took your clothes off. That's what happened.
I would like to apologize to the audience.
Okay. Yeah, I would like to apologize to, like, everybody listening.
Yeah.
Like, 75% of the show is on the cutting room floor.
Yeah, really.
To that person P-Dub, that's listening.
Would you like to say anything?
Hey, yes, that I've pulled everything out of there.
Programming. Programming, no. Programming, no.
It's not.
No
show nobody's going to hear this.
No show next week. I got to be out.
Let's oh, no.
Hey, no show this week. No show next week.
Yeah. Yeah. Best of. Best of.
Yeah, best of.
Yeah, I'm not sure this is a show.
Yeah.
What?
This is a good one. One.
Excellent one.
Whenever this thing stops.